on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790. ABQ Connect.
Yeah, and as we walk through this conversation with staff from Johnny and Friends of New Mexico, if you have a question, call. We'd love to take your call at 505-338-5790. And I love this. Marcy and Mary are in studio. Marcy said, M&M. Here they are. It's easy to... The All-Stars are here from Johnny and Friends, New Mexico. Ladies, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Yeah, always happy to have you in and walk through some of the things happening with Johnny and Friends. Oh, you know what? Here, let's do this. That's what we got going on. Then we can hear Mary. Say hi, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hey, I want to say thank you to you guys. You blessed me this Christmas season. I walk in and there's a gift bag and it's just loaded with gifts. But I kind of want to share. Now, I'm going to keep them. But I'm going to kind of share.
Okay.
This content is all available at johnnyandfriends.org. J-O-N-I-A-N-D friends.org, correct?
Yes.
In the store there at Johnny and Friends, now you guys gifted me Sunday Evenings with Johnny. It's actually, she writes the foreword to the Sunday Evenings. It's conversations about life's chaos and amazing grace from Ruth Schleppy Verboom.
Very, very well done.
There you go. You can look for that. It's from Moody, actually. Maybe we can reach out to the author and have them on to find out more details. Now, I go shopping and as they're bagging stuff up, I always go, you know what? I need to get some of those bags, so we're not getting plastic bags and filling the junk. The dump.
Yeah. Yes.
And you got a beautiful bag. First of all, it's practical. And then Marcy informed me that the art on this, which is beautiful, I couldn't hope to do this good.
Oh, me neither.
it's a potted, it looks like tulips with a watering jug. He refreshes my soul, Psalm 23:3. And Marcy informed me this is Johnny art.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny, yeah, yeah, man, with her teeth.
Yes.
Yeah. I've seen pictures of it. I just don't know if I've seen her art before. Beautiful. Thank you, ladies. It doesn't stop there. The gifts keep coming. But that's not all.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah, that's right. And is this Johnny art as well?
Yes. Okay, everything that you see there is all Johnny art.
So on this little burlap type bag, it says Johnny and Friends, and it shows the three wise men. It just shows three guys on camels. I'm assuming it's the three wise men. But inside a little Advent book as well. So ladies, thank you. And look for that listener at johnnyandfriends.org. Now, you've been busy shopping, clearly, but you've also been very busy reaching out in our community to families with disabilities and individuals with disabilities.
And veterans.
And veterans, yeah.
Cover them all. And their families and their loved ones and their caregivers. Yeah.
How often is it that you come across someone who's dealing with a disability that really, other than, maybe a church family or friends, they're really disconnected from family. Johnny and Friends really becomes a big part of their family.
Sure. And our true goal is to connect individuals and families and veterans with local churches.
Yeah.
Because that is where the changes happen. The world is changed through the local church. And so our goal is to find those who are isolated, who are lonely. And in fact, they say 65 to 68% of adults with disabilities are severely lonely, severely isolated. So we want to find those people and get them connected with a local church so that they have a church body, a family.
Well, and to a certain extent, understandable or not, with people without disability, there's maybe a little phobia going on there.
Sure.
And I tell you what, anytime I've connected with the family of Johnny and friends, I love multiple, and I've mentioned them here on this show, and I've made new friends at Johnny and Friends. So we would encourage you if this is something you need to check it out. Johnny, now it's johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico.
Correct.
Right. I've said it enough times, I think I got it. you did mention, Mary, educating the local church and bringing up the local church to be a vital part of this.
Yes.
And just one part of it is the respite events that we typically mention. And I want to make sure we mention January 17th at Paragon Church. ParagonChurch.com. I think, are they up in Rio Rancho?
Yes.
Yeah. They're just one of several churches here in the Albuquerque area, which you can find those churches, the respite events are listed at johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. But January 17th is the next one. Now, is that a daytime or nighttime event?
It's a Saturday afternoon,
okay.
11 to 2, I believe.
Okay. And we've talked about it a lot, and I'm happy to talk about it more because you never know who's tuned in. What do you mean, a respite event? Do one of you want to walk us through that, Marcy?
Sure. Respites are an opportunity for caregivers and parents to be able to drop their children off with disabilities as well as their typical children that do not have a disability. And it gives them an opportunity to go out and have dinner together, to spend 3 hours doing whatever they want to do. If you want to go take a nap, go shopping, have a date night, or maybe even do something with your typical kids because you're always so busy with your child with a disability, it gives them some one-on-one time as well. I have moms that have dates with their sons and go and do things as well. So, and the kids have a buddy at the church and that works with them, has fun with them. They do crafts and games, and we have dinner provided for them as well. And the kids have a great time. They have a hard time getting them to go home, and then they all fall asleep in the car on the way home. So it's a good respite time for mom as well as the kids.
Yeah. And we have scheduled for next year one a month so mm-hmm. far. There are two churches that are looking at having a second one, which means there'll be a couple of opportunities in some months. And if there are churches out there listening right now and you're thinking, you know, that sounds really cool what Marcy just explained. How do we do this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you reach out to Johnny and Friends, New Mexico, and we will send somebody to your church to train.
Yeah. And listen, your church is big enough. It's small enough. Mm-hmm. It's equipped enough.
Sure.
There's no reason really for you not to. If this is of interest, if you're feeling the Spirit tugging you in this way, do yourself a favor and pick up the phone and reach out to Johnny and Friends New Mexico or through the website. It's a great way to do it. johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. Any new churches added now this year for 2025? And are there any you see adding on to the list in 2026?
2024 or 2025, Trinity at the Marketplace added.
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking at having two in 2026. There are several churches right now,
yeah.
Some down in Lincoln County. And
oh,
some
good.
In Colorado Springs that are looking at doing some respite. So
I
we are
that.
In process of helping train and helping them set that up.
Okay. And you've spent some time training people, as we mentioned, but not only for respite. Johnny and Friends will connect with the local church to train in so many different areas, including right there on their campus, whether it's, you know, small church, big church, mega church.
Yes. And we've done it with many churches in the community. In fact, this year, over 600 people in churches have been trained on disability awareness, disability etiquette, all sorts of facets of how do you become a welcoming campus? How do you become a welcoming Sunday school teacher, greeter, youth pastor, senior pastor? Whatever the role is, we will come in and help train and equip because we know that. People just don't know.
Yeah, let me now, I haven't been through the etiquette training, so I'm going to throw some stuff at you and tell me if where I'm missing the mark or hitting it, maybe. right? Someone, I'm aware of someone in the room with disability. I'm going to make, I will do my best to make it a purpose not to not include them in the conversation. I will draw them in when I can. I'll make eye contact. And when possible, I will get at the level of their eyes to make that contact.
Well done. Yes,
exactly.
I think you have been trained.
Yeah.
So that's exactly right. The idea is so many times people are talking over people.
Yeah.
I have a friend whose husband was a quadriplegic and people would talk to her and never him.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's different ways and people don't know what they don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Steve, it starts with hello. If you just say hello and give them a smile,
yeah,
you've just opened up the door and you get one of the biggest smiles back.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, you know, practice makes permanent.
Mm-hmm.
So we would encourage you to be a part of that. Look, we're already up against a break and we have plenty more to come back to talk about. And before we go to a break, I started on the training. Let's finish on that. It's 600 people in churches in New Mexico and Colorado have been trained on what you've been talking about.
That's correct.
So we're equipping the body of Christ to share the love of Christ through their actions to the disability community and families impacted by disability.
Absolutely. And in fact, if you're a church out there, it is free of charge. We have donors that come alongside and say, we would love to help support this.
Yeah.
And so we would love to be able to come.
Do you ever, someone showing interest, just connect them with a church you've worked with and say, you know, you should talk to so-and-so over at so-and-so church because... Sure. You know, there's the feel, felt, found, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, a lot of times that's how respites are caught.
Yeah.
People will come and ask, and we will go through process, but we'll take them to a local respite so they can observe.
And for those who haven't gone through general sales training, I feel what you're feeling. I felt it. And listen, what I found is, and it's a great opportunity to hear about it, the experience of other churches that have walked through this, and you'll be encouraged. You know, it's just one of those areas, like any other mission area. You go to serve and bless someone else, and guess what? You That's end right. up getting blessed.
And you fulfill that Luke 14 mandate.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Walk us through that.
Well, Luke 14 says, go out to the alleys, the byways, and the highways, and meet the blind, the crippled, the lame, and compel them to come in.
Yep. There's the ministry of reconciliation isn't limited to those that are without disability. And those with disability, mm-hmm. I know, have had a great impact on others with disability.
Sure. And the final sentence of that is, so that my house may be full.
Amen.
Yep.
There's that ministry of reconciliation. Love it. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Eminem in studio, Mary and Marcy from Johnny and Friends, New Mexico. We're going to come back after this on ABQ Connect. Yeah. Do you have a question that you might have for Mary or Marcy from Johnny and Friends, New Mexico? Which, by the way, ladies, I got the Christmas vibe going just for you.
I love it.
It's actually a lie. I did it a while ago. But how do you like the Christmas vibe?
It's nice.
Awesome. Yeah.
It's very nice. Yeah. I was just enjoying the music.
Yeah, we could just sit here and listen to Christmas music. However, there's work to be done.
Yes, there is.
And let's talk about, you know, this is a time of year where a lot of businesses and individuals, people over the age of 70, I know if they're dealing with their money person, is telling them, hey, man, you got to unload some giving.
Yes, please.
This is the time of year to do it. JohnnyandFriends.org/new-Mexico. Now, here's something cool. If Johnny and Friends is a place that you decide to do some of that giving with, there's a year-end match.
Yes.
You have a large donor that came and said, hey, man, I got this pile of money, and everyone who gives towards Johnny and Friends, New Mexico, however much they give, I want you to take that size of gift out of that pile I gave you, and we'll double the giving at the end of the year.
Yes.
Right? Is that how it works?
That is how it works.
Okay. I know you just say a match, but it's more fun to explain it and be verbose.
There you go.
That's what I do.
I like it.
But we talked in the first segment about the respites, which you'll find on the website. We talked about the training in churches. Your church can get trained at no cost other than time and a little bit of, at times, maybe a little elbow grease or,
sure. You
know, what have you. But training is available through Johnny and Friends. You can reach out to them through the website at Johnny and Friends, J-O-N-I and Friends. .org/new-mexico.
And if you find that you need to do a little bit of that elbow grease, a little bit of construction, at johnnyandfriends.org, there is an opportunity for a matching grant to help your location do some physical
changes. Oh, there you go. There you go. To get your church or facility better equipped to welcome those dealing with disability. Okay, we got about 4 minutes, so I want to make sure we cover 300 chairs donated by people in the Albuquerque area, and there's a bunch coming from Colorado. What happens when someone donates a gently used or pretty well used wheelchair to Johnny and Friends?
Well, in the interest of time, we'll speed this up a little and say they are sent to a local prison here in Albuquerque. It's to the Springer Prison. In Colorado, we have another prison where the prisoners have been trained to rehabilitate the chairs like new. And then they are put on a shipping container along with a Bible in the language of the country it's going to.
Uh-huh.
And better than all of that, the gospel is shared. So people get a chair, they get it fit to them by our volunteers, they get presented with the Bible, and then the gospel is shared. And it's not just for that person who is so delighted to get that chair, but the reverberation through their family and through their, their community.
Well, you know, imagine it could be a mom or a dad that get, but you know what, if you're a parent, imagine someone doing something kind to your child. I don't know about you, but when that happens in my life, they have my attention.
Sure. And there is a parent who saw this happen for her daughter, and then she was also presented with the gospel.
Yeah.
She accepted the Lord, and a month later, she passed away.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Right. Life-saving work. The life-saving work of Johnny and Friends. .org and johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico. You know, I don't know. I'm going to throw it out there. And if you don't know one, fine. But I'll bet there's a story out there when it comes to the wheelchair donations and these chairs going to various prisons where prisoners are working on them. And the, you know, the prisoners are, what is this?
Lust as well, yeah.
Right? And then they dig in and they find out more where the gospel has reached. Now, listen, people who cling to, trust in, and rely on the gospel of Jesus Christ, some of them end up in prison.
Mm-hmm.
So don't hear me wrong, but it reaches people who maybe haven't received the gospel of Jesus, and they end up doing the work on these chairs. Now, does anything pop up or... but certainly this, how could that not have happened? Come on.
It's amazing because they're giving back as well. They have an opportunity to give back and know that they're a part of a whole system that is changing lives, children and other adults throughout the world. And it's giving them confidence and making them feel better about themselves as well.
Yeah, self-esteem has got to be helped. And listen, I'm not speaking from experience. I have not... experienced that, but I have friends and acquaintances who have, and I imagine opportunity to do something besides mundane things day after day after day is a great opportunity. So, if someone has one of those chairs, what's the best way for them to get the chair to you?
Well, we have boxes around the different parts of the city. You've probably seen them; they're blue. And they say Johnny and Friends on them or just different ones, but you could always call us at 505-835-5263. And we have Chair Corps volunteers that will go out and pick them up from you, or you can drop them off at our office.
All right. And don't forget, year-end donations are matched. So go to johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico. M&M, Marcy, Mary, thank you both for the work at Johnny and Friends, and thanks for coming and see you next year.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.